Today from the Ohio Newsroom, a look at wage theft. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you to news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. Policy Matters Ohio estimates nearly 250,000 Ohioans are paid less than the state or federal minimum wage. Across Ohio, local legislation is being implemented to crack down on this wage theft. Cincinnati, Columbus, and Cleveland all passed ordinances to enhance enforcement in the last 7 years. This year, Dayton and Cuyahoga County followed suit. Michael Shields of Policy Matters Ohio joins me to talk about the issue. Even with so many Ohioans who are victims of this crime, it's not something you hear about every day. So can you just break down what is wage theft?
Wage theft is any time that an employer doesn't pay a worker all of the pay that they're owed for all the hours that they worked. And it can take many forms. We looked at minimum wage non-payment, but there are other types of wage theft too. Wage theft includes not paying time and a half for overtime, misclassifying workers either as salaried so that they would not be covered by overtime, or even as independent contractors so they're not protected by any labor laws at all. And it can also just include not paying for all of the hours that have been worked.
Who is most vulnerable to this sort of crime?
There are groups of folks who are more likely to be victims, and it tends to be people who are really marginalized in other ways. So we learned from our research that native Spanish speakers are 74% more likely to experience wage theft than folks who are not Hispanic. 3 in 5 workers who experience wage theft are women. It's workers who have limited ability to assert their rights at work. I will say working people who belong to a union or are represented by a union experience wage theft at about half the rate of those who are not. That can be a protective factor that can help people.
If you get a paycheck and you notice that it is below the minimum wage, you can report that. So if that's the case, how do these violations still happen?
Very often, people who are experiencing wage theft don't come forward at all. They may not know their rights, or they may fear retaliation from their employer, which is illegal, but too often it does happen. Or they may simply fear that nothing will be done for them. Ohio devotes too few resources to oversight of this problem. We have 5 wage and hour investigators and a supervisor for a workforce of more than 5.5 million. And so municipal governments have started to step forward to try to do their part, to also make sure that employers are being held accountable. And really what they're working to do is make it costly. The city of Columbus and Cleveland and also Cincinnati have all passed ordinances that say, if you have recently been found to have committed a wage theft violation, a violation of the Fair Labor Standards Act, this is federal law, then you can't get a contract with the city. You could really lose out on a lucrative and valuable contract if you engage in these kinds of practices. And so hopefully that's going to be a real disincentive for business owners who might consider it.
Yeah, you mentioned that the 3 big C's in Ohio already passed ordinances addressing this. How successful have they been in these efforts?
It can be challenging to measure. And one reason for that is that a key function of these ordinances is prevention. When we looked at the numbers on this, we found that the typical wage theft victim loses about 1/4 of their take-home pay. This is folks who are being paid less than the minimum wage. That amounts to a loss, if that worker keeps their job for the whole year, of $2,900. When these municipal governments say, we're simply not going to tolerate this, that really raises awareness of the scale of this problem. And businesses start to take notice.
Michael Shields is a researcher with Policy Matters Ohio. Thank you, Michael, for joining me today.
Thank you.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. I'm Kendall Crawford. We'll talk with you tomorrow.